In an unprecedented vote, the Ohio House has elected a new speaker, rejecting the Republican who had been serving in that position since June when the previous speaker resigned, and the election of former Speaker Larry Householder back to the job that he held in the early 2000s comes after months of battling for that post, and with nearly as many votes from minority Democrats as from members of his own caucus. Householder joked a bit as he took his spot in front of the House.
Either over the last 18 years, this dais has gotten smaller, or I have gotten larger.
And then he got serious.
This has been a very divisive time. There's no doubt about that. And the first thing I'd like to call Ryan Smith up here if I could.
Smith, who has served as House Speaker since June after former Speaker Cliff Rosenberger resigned amid an FBI investigation, was greeted with applause as Householder after admitting he and Smith hadn't been the best of friends during their behind-the-scenes battle, called Smith up to the dais.
Well, I look forward to serving in the 133rd. This has been the greatest honor of my life to be the Speaker or just to be State Representative.
Householder then called Fred Strayhorn, Democratic Minority Leader, to join him. Householder pledged to work across the aisle. One thing Householder will have to deal with is a claim filed by a legislative staffer who says she's been the target of sexual and racial discrimination. Marisa Reyes tells me she's filed a complaint, and a House caucus employee says the matter is under investigation. Householder says his two staffers are not involved, but he says he'll look into the situation, and he plans to hire a human resources professional to deal with issues like this.
And we want to make sure that we have a professional HR department to address these issues, make sure that people are treated fairly, and someone that's professional that members and staff can go to.
Householder also wants committee meetings to be televised so the public can watch lawmakers conduct hearings. He says he also wants to allow Democrats to serve as co-chairs in some new subcommittees involving education, criminal justice, and energy. And Householder pledges Democrats will get more say in the legislative process by allowing discussion on all proposed amendments. Householder says it's part of restoring the House to the great state it was in when he left it 14 years ago.
This House has went through some very tough times over the last 4 years, very tough times. And we have a lot of work to do to make sure we put this House in order.
Householder says his first order of business is the state budget and school funding.
I'm Andy Chow. In a tight speaker race, it was the minority Democrats who tipped the scales for Larry Householder, making up about half of the 52 votes in his favor. Democratic supporters say Householder promised to push a pro-labor agenda and bring more transparency to the process. But minority leader Fred Strayhorn disagreed that his caucus should be playing a role in the speaker fight.
Everybody's going to have to own their vote today. And if we get down the road and people are dissatisfied with the way things have gone or what issues that we have to deal with and they do get pushed through, they're going to have to own that, and they're going to have to own that with their constituents.
However, longtime Democratic Representative Jack Serra of Southeast Ohio says they were able to negotiate with Householder for the things they wanted. He says Householder promised to make sure measures to restrict workers from forming unions are not pushed through, even though some Republicans who voted for Householder have backed those kinds of bills before. Serra was asked if he and other Democrats who voted for Householder are at all concerned they'll have to be held accountable for whatever controversial measures Householder does move forward, such as the heartbeat bill, which bans abortions as soon as 6 weeks into a pregnancy.
You know, you're not going to stop those. I mean, the fact is they still, and I've told this to our caucus, the fact remains the Republicans still have 61 votes. We have 38. So there's still things are going to come up. But I think that hopefully we can maybe not be voting on four or five every session, which I think would be a good thing for us.
Householder's surprising win meant a delay in the rest of the leadership votes, including the expected re-election of Strayhorn as minority leader. With Joe Ingles, I'm Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.